you for choosing customer support. My name is Quantika. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Quantika. My name is Lakeitha. I'm calling from Target Card Services. This call will be monitored and recorded for quality and training purposes. We have a mutual client here who states that there's a charge coming from you guys that is not hers, so we're calling for more details.
Okay, just a second here. One second, copy. Can I have the zip code of the customer?
Ms. Sellers, are you still there?
Yes, I am. The zip code is 60619.
First and last name?
Constance Humble Sellers.
Okay, you said the zip code was 60619.
Yeah.
Okay, just a second. I'm not finding the account. Can I have your telephone number that would have been listed on the account?
My telephone number is 773-972-6100.
Could you slow down a little bit, ma'am? It's
773-972-6180.
Okay, and can I get you to verify that mailing address for security purposes?
My official mailing address is 14337 Martin Luther King Drive, Dalton, Illinois, 60419.
Okay, just a second. Let me review the account here. Okay, so it looks like you've already called to counsel with us. So basically, it looks like you did a survey with us to win an iPad. When entering the survey to win the iPad, it automatically enrolls you into a meal planning app for the price of, looks like $49.89. However, that is a monthly fee charge. So that's what happened. Basically, I see here that you called in and canceled.
Yes, because I had no knowledge that I was signing up for anything.
But did you take that survey?
I did a survey, yes.
So, again, as I informed you, most times if you do that, it will automatically enroll you, and that's why. Now, is there anything you guys can do as a courtesy, being that she was not aware of it on behalf?
No, ma'am, I can't put a refund in.
Is there anybody she can speak with?
No, ma'am, they're not going to do it either.
So you can't transfer us to anybody?
I can, but they're just going to tell you the same thing, that you can't get a refund, and that's just basically going to waste your time. But they're going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you.
What a scam.
Ms. Sellers, did you want to attempt or did you not want to attempt?
I do want to attempt.
Okay. Do you mind if I place you guys on a hold while I go ahead and get this transfer ready?
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
What a scam. And I don't even know how I got that survey.
Yeah, most of our customers, when they do stuff like that, once they don't go over the terms and conditions on the website, it does enroll them in those type of things, causing, because really, honestly, nothing is really ever free. Especially when it comes to that, I would say always read their terms and conditions, because there's always something with it. And because of that, it would hold you liable for that. And again, we can try to see if they are able to do anything on your behalf as a courtesy. I know some merchants are and some merchants they won't, so I'm not for sure. We have to wait to see when.
I mean, you know, if you're asking me to review something and I review something, like a survey, take a survey to review something, you know, what do you think about this, that, and the third, and you could possibly win something by taking the survey, so you do that. You're not thinking that you're going to be enrolled in a subscription, you know, that you have no idea what it is, what it's for, you know, and I wouldn't have known this if I didn't look at my, more closely at my,
bill,
my credit card statement. It would have just kept, you know, adding.
Okay.
More.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much for holding. I'm now about to transfer you over to that supervisor. Thank you for choosing customer support. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.